Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing He Is Mine, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled He Careth For You, from 1 Peter chapter 5.
Sing with me, you know this song. Just sing it, all of you. Long before the fall of man, God designed a master plan. He exchanged the sinner for a sinless one. Jesus left his throne on high, came to earth to bleed and to die. He said, Father, not my will, but thine be done. He is mine, he is mine. I am blessed beyond all measure, he is mine. I have pardon that's full and free, through the blood that he shed for me. Safe forever I shall be, he is mine. Now, through God's mercy and his grace, he prepared for us a place. Words cannot describe the matchless beauty there. Oh, I like this. We will praise the perfect Lamb. He still the kings and the great I am. He has made all the joys of heaven ours to share. He is mine, he is mine. I am blessed beyond all measure, he is mine. I have pardon that's full and free, through the blood that he shed for me. Safe forever I shall be, he is mine. I have pardon that's full and free, through the blood that he shed for me.
Get the right terminology here. You're identified as a believer in Christ. See, if you've never been saved, you're not in Christ. Oh, you can say, well, I believe the Bible, and I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and I believe this, and I believe that, and so forth. But let me tell you, if you have never believed by receiving today, it's no value. You've got to be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus that, and it's applicable, and it's today, right now, a part of our life. We have got to be born again. You can't hope you make it to heaven. You can know you can make it to heaven. You've got to give your heart and your life to Jesus. You've got to ask Him for the forgiveness of your sins. But also, understand this. We're just trying to look for a place to dump our sins off. But there's a more primary sin here that's in your life than just these other sins that you've committed. It's a sin of rejection. See, today you may acknowledge that there's a God, you may acknowledge there's a heaven, you may acknowledge that Jesus died on the cross, but if you don't receive it, it's of no value. You've got to say, Lord, I am a sinner. Jesus, I know you died on the cross. Forgive me. Forgive me and come into my heart and my life and save me. And on the authority of God's word, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Amen. So when we talk about believing, you've got today to first be in the position of salvation. You can't believe if you don't have a relationship with God. Really? You may acknowledge this God, you may acknowledge that's the Word of God, and you may acknowledge the cross and everything else, but if you haven't experienced it, here's that word, experienced it, it's of no value. And so first today, as it says, we are identified as believers in Christ Jesus. And second today, oh man, once you've done that, look at what happens. Look what comes with it. What comes with it? We receive God's grace and help. Man, you realize grace is sufficient? Do you realize today, for by grace are you saved through faith? Do you realize everything in your life that comes by the throne room of God comes by the conduit of God's grace? Do you realize every blessing is an expression of God's grace? Do you realize every trial that is lifted, every sickness that is taken from you, everything good that comes to you from God is all by the grace of God? Amen. So we receive God's grace. And man, when you get God's grace, whoo, when you get Jesus, you get it all, don't you? Amen. I mean, you get the lock, stock, and the barrel, as the fellow said. Amen. You get everything that is needed in your life. And so therefore now, what does He do? He becomes your help. Amen. Well, you know, when Jesus was talking in John 14, and He said, I will not leave you comfortless, I'll come to you. Or He said, I will send a comforter. I will send a helper. The person of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. Who helps me? It's the Holy Ghost. Who lifts me? It's the Holy Ghost. Who directs me? It's the Holy Ghost. Who is always there for me? It's the Holy Ghost. Who can I lean upon? The Holy Ghost. I mean, today, listen, we find help, we find grace, we got everything that we need, and it's all found in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Peter knew about broken hearts. Peter knew about burdens. I think it's interesting that he begins with, humble yourselves. He's placing you in a position of dependence upon the Lord. To humble yourself before God is to come to God and say, I can't, you can. Amen. And so this is the clothing. I like that. This is the clothing in Christ that we must wear. Our clothing of righteousness is our clothing of dependence upon the Lord. Amen. So it's our responsibility to humble ourselves. It is our responsibility to lean on Jesus. It's our responsibility to trust in the Lord and give all of our burdens to the Lord, because the devil wants to devour you. If he can pull your attention off of God in your life and get your attention fixed on your struggles and you're worrying yourself to death, and bless God, everything is going sour in your life. And listen, you know why? It's because you are looking at yourself instead of looking at the God who lives within you today. Amen. Your life of faith will today will be enjoyable the moment that you humble yourself and give your burdens. I've never seen so many defeated, discouraged, down and out Christians. Let me tell you what. My hope is not found in any man. And let me tell you, my hope is not found in any person. who professes to be a politician or anything else. We're putting far too much emphasis on this election and far too less emphasis on God. There will be no return to God until it begins in the church, where we exclude political agendas and include God's agenda. For what will happen is this. Peter says, when you humble yourselves, hear the condition. When you depend on the Lord, He will exalt you in due season. When you humble yourself, you can walk through the raging waters and you won't drown. When you humble yourself today, you can walk through the fires of life and the fires of life won't burn you. When you humble yourselves before God today, let me tell you what, you can sleep in a lion's den and the lions won't devour you nor even bite you. When you humble yourselves, you can face the giants of life today and they will fall before you in Jesus' name. You can speak to the mountain will move. Amen. Have faith in God. I can say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. How? Because you have dependence, you have reliance, you have humbled yourself before God. And hallelujah, you can speak to the mountain of sickness and you can be healed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Today you can speak to the mountain of financial stresses today and you can find relief. Amen. You can speak today to that mountain of fear of your past and the doubts of your tomorrow and declare that greater is He that is within me than he that is within this world. None of these will happen until you humble yourself. Until you become reliant, dependent upon the Lord. It's not, can you take it? It is the fact that He can carry it. Amen. Be assured, Satan is going to heap one upon another every care, trial, and trouble he can upon you. Because let me tell you what, Satan knows a lot more about you than you think he does. Satan will tell you your broken heart's never going to be mended. Satan's going to tell you your burdens are not going to be lifted. Satan's going to tell you your past is beyond forgiveness. Satan is going to tell you your future is too hopeless to enjoy. But let me tell you something, child of God. How many children of God's in the room shout amen? Amen. I could come to tell you today this fact. Of all the mess that the devil has told you, let me just tell you about him. And I'll tell it to you in one sentence. The devil is a liar. Amen. Amen. You didn't hear what I said. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. And when he comes to you in defeat, the devil is a liar. When he comes to you with sickness, the devil is a liar. When the devil comes and is trying to push you down and make you give up, the devil is a liar. Amen. Give the Lord some praise. Our God today is all truth. And only He today can deliver you. Amen. See, God's not through with you yet. Maybe you better nudge your neighbor, your friend, and tell them, say, God's not through with you yet. God's not through with you. He's not. It's not over. It's not over. It's not over. God has a plan for you. Well, would you please tell me what He's got for me? I'm glad you asked. He's got a plan to prosper you and not to harm you. Come on now. He's got a plan to give you hope for your future. He's got a plan today to show you His goodness in the land of the living. He's got today a plan for you, a plan to bless you and your family.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.